Today's digest for Monday, July 13, 2026. 9 stories today, covering AI research, security disclosures, and a few industry fights. We open with what Claude's own values look like across models and languages, move through a run of security and breach news, and close on interpretability, pricing, and who gets to be accountable when software makes the call. Here's the rundown. We lead with new research from Anthropic on how Claude's expressed values shift from model to model and from language to language. Researchers analyzed more than 300,000 real conversations across 3 models, Sonnet 4.6, Opus 4.6, and Opus 4.7, in 20 languages, then compressed over 3,000 distinct values down to 4 underlying dimensions. The picture that emerges is that this is not one uniform assistant. Opus 4.7 leans toward caution and depth, offering candid critiques and unprompted risk warnings, while Sonnet 4.6 leans warmer and more deferential, often affirming a user's idea with a bit of humor. Language matters too. Claude expresses the most warmth in Hindi and the most rigor in Russian, and in Arabic, it emphasizes accommodation and respect for preferences, where in English, it foregrounds accuracy and transparency. The point of the work is measurement, giving Anthropic a way to see how training choices ripple into behavior, and to decide when that variation actually serves people and when it needs correcting. Next, a striking corporate security story. Apple has sued OpenAI, alleging that a former engineer used a rare, previously unknown authentication bug to reach Apple's internal file storage weeks after he had left the company. According to the complaint, the engineer, Chang Liu, discovered in February that he could still get into Apple's cloud file repository despite no longer being an employee, and allegedly downloaded dozens of confidential hardware files, unreleased product details, engineering presentations, and technical specifications before joining OpenAI. Apple says he also leaned on credentials belonging to a second Apple employee who later moved to OpenAI as well. The complaint claims Liu never reported the flaw and never returned his company laptop. Apple has since patched the vulnerability and cut off the access. OpenAI, for its part, has previously said it has no interest in other companies' trade secrets. It is a sharp reminder that offboarding and credential cleanup are security controls, not paperwork. Moving to defense, researchers at Proofpoint disclose a technique that let attackers slip account guessing campaigns past Microsoft Entra ID's sign-in logs. The trick abuses how Entra records sign-ins. When an app's identifier is not one it recognizes, it logs a blank application name, and because many detection rules are tuned to look for named apps, the activity simply does not stand out. 2 separate threat groups ran campaigns using this between last December and March. One reached more than 1 million users across 4,000 organizations, and another touched roughly 2 million users. The defensive takeaway is concrete. Security teams should start treating sign-in records that carry a blank application identifier paired with certain sign-in error codes as a possible sign of credential abuse. As Proofpoint's threat research lead put it, a successful sign-in event should no longer be treated as the definitive source of truth about whether an account has been compromised. Also in security, Progress Software, the company behind file transfer tools that sat at the center of past mass breach campaigns, is dealing with a fresh scare. On July 10th, Progress disclosed what it called a credible external security threat against ShareFile's on-premises storage controllers. Its response was unusually blunt. It disabled affected ShareFile accounts and told customers to manually shut down their storage zone controller servers as a precaution. Security researchers believe the threat may involve a pair of vulnerabilities that together could allow remote code execution on unpatched systems before any login. Progress says it has no indication that any accounts or data were actually accessed, and it is gradually restoring service while outside experts assess the situation. For anyone running these controllers on their own hardware, the guidance for now is to treat them as exposed until Progress gives the all clear. Next, a small but instructive flaw in Apache Airflow, the popular workflow scheduler. In Airflow, individual workflows are called DAGs. A researcher found that if you name one workflow DAGs plural, that name collides with the internal label Airflow uses for the permission that governs every workflow at once. The result is that a user who was only ever granted access to that one workflow could quietly inherit read and edit rights over all workflows in the system. It is a classic naming collision bug, the kind that hides in plain sight, and it turns a narrow grant into a system-wide one. The fix landed in Airflow's authentication provider version 3.7.2, which disambiguates the names so the collision cannot happen. If you run Airflow with per workflow permissions, this is a straightforward reason to update. Credit to the researcher who reported it and the maintainer who shipped the patch. Now, a cybercrime story with a twist. because the villain is the person who was supposed to be on the victim's side. A 41-year-old ransomware negotiator named Angelo Martino, who worked at the incident response firm Digital Mint, was sentenced to 70 months in prison for feeding confidential client information to the Black Hat ransomware group. Starting in 2023, Martino handed the attackers exactly what they needed to squeeze harder: the victims' negotiating positions, their insurance limits, and internal assessments across at least five organizations. One victim alone paid about $1.2 million in Bitcoin. Investigators eventually seized more than $10 million in assets tied to the scheme, including luxury cars and a fishing boat, and two co-conspirators from the security industry each drew four-year sentences. It is a stark reminder that insider betrayal does not stop at the perimeter of the company being attacked. Back to AI research, this time with a more skeptical lens. MIT Technology Review took a close look at Anthropic's latest interpretability result. The discovery of a hidden internal space inside Claude, nicknamed J-Space, that holds words which shape the model's reasoning but never appear in its output. What the finding does show is intriguing. The model appears to use this internal space to track its progress on a task, recognize patterns, and in effect leave itself commentary. And in principle, watching that space could help catch problematic behavior like bias or cheating. What it does not show, the piece cautions, is anything like a finished understanding of how these systems think. It is one more step, not a destination, and the brain and mind analogies people reach for risk over crediting the model with something like human cognition, real progress, in other words, worth taking seriously and worth not overselling. On the business side, Anthropic is localizing Claude's pricing for India, now its second largest market after the United States at nearly 6% of global usage. The company has started showing subscription plans in Indian rupees across its website and apps, so users no longer pay through a currency conversion markup. In practice, the local pricing runs a little higher than the US dollar equivalent. Claude Pro works out to roughly $21 a month against $17 in the States, but paying in local currency removes a real point of friction. One gap remains. Anthropic has not yet turned on UPI, India's dominant instant payment system, which a competing chatbot launched with. It is a modest move on the surface, but it signals how seriously the big AI labs are now competing for India's enormous developer base rather than treating it as an afterthought. And we close on a question of accountability. Writing this week, Simon Willison argues that as we hand more and more work to AI agents, one role should stay firmly human: the directly responsible individual, or DRI. The term comes from Apple. It names the single person who is ultimately accountable for whether a given project succeeds or fails. Willison's point is simple but sharp: an agent can do the work, but it cannot be the DRI, because you cannot hold a machine accountable for the outcome. He reaches back to a 1979 IBM training slide that put it plainly: a computer can never be held accountable, therefore a computer must never make a management decision. As these tools get more capable, that line feels less like a relic and more like a design principle worth keeping. Someone human still has to own the result. That's your rundown for July 13th. AI that behaves a little differently depending on how you talk to it. A run of security stories from insider theft to naming collision bugs, and a closing reminder that accountability stays human. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow.